The Christian Democrats, one of the two smaller parties in the ruling coalition, have formulated a new bill which aims to compensate teachers and students who were thrown out of their positions during the communist era. Earlier this week, Christian Democrat MP Vladimir Riha hosted a meeting attended by many of those affected. Linda Mashdeliot has the story.
16 years following the democratic revolution in the Czech Republic, teachers and students who were dismissed by the communist regime between 1948 and 1989 may finally have a chance to attain moral and financial recognition for the injustices they suffered. Although teachers in the Czech Republic were morally rehabilitated after 1989, they must still cope with very low pensions, a lingering burden of the communist past. Next week, the lower house of parliament will see the first reading of a bill that, if passed, will give each person dismissed from their place of employment or studies for political reasons a one-time financial settlement. Vladimir Riha of the Christian Democrats says that the initiative came from former members of his party and people who suffered directly, who tried unsuccessfully to push for compensation 8 years ago.
A tak jsem nechal přepracovat to vládní nařízení do formy návrhu zákona a nejenom sám, jako z několika...
I had their original document rewritten into a bill, and members of parliament from across the political spectrum have said they support its introduction, because we feel a debt to these people. The intelligentsia and teachers were the first to be targeted in 1948, because the communists knew that an uneducated population will be easily manipulated.
Dobře, že národ nevzdělaný bude snadno manipulovatelný.
Following the communist coup of February the 25th, 1948, there was a mass purge of universities and schools. Jiří Navratil was one of those newly minted graduates of the Faculty of Law caught in the wave, and he told Radio Prague his story.
I just finished the Faculty of Law, and I was expelled because I was a functional of Boy Scout organization. And I just finished the faculty. But I never was a doctor of law.
And this happened to you in what year?
In 48.
And what did you do thereafter?
Yes, so it was very simple. I was arrested and condemned for 20 years in the prison. But it was good because after 11 years, I was free again and have the opportunity to work in a different profession, very simple profession. For instance, cleaner of swimming pools.
And so if this law passes, how would it affect you personally?
The law will probably give to every student 100,000 crowns, nearly nothing.
Some of our discussion here today focused on the rift between the generation of 1948 and the generation of 1968. What are your opinions on this conflict, or is there a conflict?
Yes, it is a very peculiar thing, because our colleagues, which were members of this so-called action committees and expelled us, then after 20 years were expelled themselves. And this is a very peculiar thing, but in a town of Mr. Kafka, things like this happens.
So you accept them as normal, as part of the communist history of Czechoslovakia?
Of course.
That was Jiří Navratil, one of the students imprisoned by the communist regime. At this stage, the question of compensation remains open, as the bill must pass through both houses of parliament before it is approved.
Linda Mashdeliot there.